Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, my name is Jordan. And I'm calling you from the Microsoft Certified Technical Department, and I'm calling in regarding to your computer. So I believe you are the main user and the main owner of the computer, right?
Yes.
And the reason behind you are getting this call, sir, we sent it a lot of warnings on the computer, sir, but there was a no response from your end, okay? Like, whenever you just go to browse your internet, check your emails, send emails, chat to your friends, some unwanted corrupted application file is getting downloaded to your computer without your knowledge. And they are just damaging the computer's operating system and making your computer slowly beyond repair. And for that reason, you are getting this call from us, so that you can check your computer and make your computer in a safer site, sir. So are you sitting in front of your computer right now, sir?
No, I'm not. It's in the office.
Okay, and you don't have a computer at your home? You don't have a personal computer at your home?
Well, it's a home office. I'm in the living room. It's in the office.
Like your personal computer is at your office, right?
Well, it's here in the house with me.
It's in your house?
Yes.
Okay. So we sent it a lot of warnings, sir, but do you never notice those warnings on the computer, sir? Lots of warnings.
Oh, every time it pops up and says something's gone wrong, do I want to send this error to Microsoft? I send it in.
Yeah. You send errors, do not send errors, and you send that, right?
Right.
Yeah, and you was not supposed to send that, sir, okay? So are you sitting in front of a computer, sir, so that we can remove all those red errors, sir? Because whenever they are, they are very dangerous, okay? So be in front of your computer, sir.
No, I'm not, but I can be.
Yeah, be in. And that is your personal computer or your work computer, sir?
Well, it's both.
Who takes the care of that computer? It's your company
I do.
Or you, sir?
I do.
Okay. So, Mr.
Chris is fine.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, I know that. Christopher Hammer, right? You're
yes.
Mr. Christopher Hammer.
Yes.
Yes, I know that. So, Mr. Hammer, just be in front of your computer. Just turn on your computer. So, I'll show you, like, what the mistake you have done and what the condition of your computer, sir. It's very badly infected, sir.
Very badly infected, huh? And it's been telling you guys this? Oh, no.
Pardon, sir?
Okay. Oh, what can I do about this? This is very important.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, sir. Because whenever you get options like that, you need to send over there. Do not send, sir. Do not send errors, okay?
Do not send the error report? But if I don't send the error report,
yeah.
How do you know that there's something wrong with my computer?
Because our global routing technical department is always monitoring the computer, sir. If something goes wrong, they give the message to us, sir. Okay?
So you're saying Microsoft's technical department is always monitoring my computer? That's awesome.
No. Global Routing Technical Department, sir. Global Routing Technical Department.
Oh, okay. Global Routing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, your computer is on right now? Your computer is on right now?
Yes.
Okay. And do you see all your icons on the computer screen?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll take you to the computer management page and tell me, like, how many errors are over there, okay? So, look on your computer screen. At the extreme left bottom corner on the computer screen, you
mm-hmm.
see the four-color flag, the Windows logo button at the left bottom corner.
Okay. The start button.
Give a single left click on that.
Okay.
Give a single left click on that. And now you got the menu, right?
Yes.
And look at the right-hand side of the menu. You will see options like that. My document, my picture, my music. Over there, you will see computer or my computer. What do you see?
My computer.
Yeah, you need to give a right click on my computer. Right click on my computer.
Okay.
The second finger of the mouse.
Okay.
And now you see open, explore, search, manage. You see manage?
Yes.
Yeah, give a single left click on the manage.
Okay. And it's opened up a whole new window here. It says users, events.
Computer Pardon? And
okay.
You see the computer management page?
Yes.
You see the computer management page? Yes. And this is the page?
Yes.
This is the page where you can check all the viruses, all the corrupted applications, how many there are. I'll tell you how to check it.
Right.
Look on the top left. You will see system tool, Event Viewer. You see that?
Yes.
Give a double left click on Event Viewer, okay?
I'm sorry?
Give a double left click on Event Viewer. Give a double left click on Event Viewer.
Oh, okay. Click on Event Viewer. Got it.
Double click, sir. Twice click on Event Viewer, sir.
Oh, right click on... I'm sorry. Okay, right click on Event Viewer.
No, sir. No. Double click, sir. Two click on Event Viewer. Two click on Event Viewer, sir. Okay?
Okay. Okay, so it expanded.
Okay, and now underneath the Event Viewer, what are the options do you see? Underneath the Event Viewer. What
system,
options came up?
Software, Windows.
No. You're at the left-hand side. At the left-hand side.
Oh, okay. What do you want me to click on?
You need to give the double click on Event Viewer.
Double click.
You give that.
Okay.
Okay. And now underneath the Event Viewer, what are the options do you see? What options do you see?
I see System and Windows.
At the where are you looking, sir? At the left or the middle, sir? Where are you,
on the
where
left.
Are you looking? And under, just below the Event Viewer, what options do you see? Just beside the...
Well, I don't know. It just locked up on me.
And you give the double left click on Event Viewer?
Now nothing's working. The mouse has stopped moving. I think my computer's locked up.
Your computer's locked up?
Yeah, it must be really infected.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's locked up. I mean, I can't do anything. Do you want me to reboot it?
Yeah, restart your computer.
Yeah, I'll have to restart my computer. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, I'm holding a line.
Okay.
And from how long you're facing this problem? Your computer is getting freezed up?
Well, I mean, I just turned off the power on it, so I'm turning it back on. It's counting memory. Should it be moving this slow?
Yeah, exactly, sir. When some viruses are in the computer, they make the computer very slow down.
Wow, I really need you guys' help.
And this is your business computer or home-use computer, sir?
Well, I use it for both.
Okay. And this is the only one computer you're using in this network or
yeah.
Any other?
Sorry, I got to turn the TV down there. Okay, it looks like it's coming up.
Okay, let it boot up properly. Let it boot up properly.
Okay.
It's boot up properly.
Say again?
Your computer is booted up properly right now?
It's still doing the loading your profile thing. It's been taking a lot longer to boot up lately.
Because of the corrupted applications they are running in the computer,
I don't think I'm really running much of anything. My son just said he cleaned it up a couple days ago.
No. Your son might have cleaned up normal viruses. These are malware, spyware, junk files.
Okay.
I just need to check that so that we can remove from the Windows server.
Yeah, it's coming up here. It's not taking my password for some reason. Oh, there it goes. I must have bumped the caps lock key.
So, Christopher, your computer is on right now or is it still booting up?
It's on, but it's I'm trying to connect to it, and it's just taking forever to log me in.
Okay, and it's taken a really very long time to boot up, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So, is your computer on right now?
Yep.
Okay, and do you see all your icons?
They're coming up now.
Let it come up. Let it come up properly.
Okay.
And when you see all your icons coming up, when you see all your icons on the computer screen, just let me know, okay? I'll boot it up, sir.
Almost. You know, there's still a couple more that's really coming up slow.
How do you use this computer, sir? It's very slow, sir.
Some days you just kind of have to grin and bear it, you know?
And from how long you're facing all this problem in the computer?
Not long, actually. Maybe a couple weeks.
Okay. Because we have the information, like, from the last 3 weeks, your computer is facing a problem.
Ah.
Is it a 3 weeks or you have more than 3 weeks?
Great, now my phone's dying. Hang on, I'm going to see if I can pick up the other extension. You still there?
Yeah, I'm holding a line, sir.
Okay, hang on, I'm trying to see if this works. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Sorry about that, the battery on my cordless was dying.
Okay. So you can change your phone, sir. You can change your phone.
Hang on a second. How's that? Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear better now.
Okay. All right. The machine's booted up.
Okay. And your computer's booted up, sir?
Yep. So you wanted me to...
Okay.
Left click on the start button and then right click on my computer.
Hold on, I'll take you a bit another way, okay? So give a left click on the start button.
Okay.
And now you find something as a run over there at the right hand side, RUN run.
Okay.
You see run? Click on that.
Okay.
And now you got the run box.
Yes.
Okay, and something is written over there? The cursor is blinking. Something is written over there, or is it blank?
It's blank.
Now type in over there, E as in Edward.
Okay.
V as in Victor.
Okay.
And again, E as in Edward.
Okay.
And N as in Nancy.
Okay.
And T as in Tiger.
Okay.
And after that, V as in Victor.
Okay.
W as in Whiskey.
Okay.
And after that, R as in Romeo. And just confirm it to me, what do you have typing over there? Just confirm it to me.
Okay. It came up the... Event viewer.
Yeah, okay, and look on the top left. You see
okay.
Event viewer local. You see
okay.
Event viewer local?
Yep.
And just underneath the event viewer local, you see application over there?
Yeah, it says application, security, or system.
Yeah, give a double left click on the application.
Okay.
Okay, now be very careful, sir. You got that page where you can check all the activities. You see a lots of information came up?
Yeah, I see lots of informations and a few errors.
Few errors. Do not touch those red errors. One red errors can corrupt the 100 files of your computer, sir. These
okay.
are the files, sir, which is running. Yeah, these are the files. They are just damaging your computer's operating system, sir. That's the reason your computer is running slow. How many the red ones are over there?
I got lots of yellow exclamation marks, too.
Okay, the yellow is the warning. The yellow one is the warning which your computer is giving a warning. Your computer do not want all these red ones. That is the reason your computer is, giving a warning, sir. Sir, immediately close down this page, sir. If this page remains open there, they can infect to your computer, sir. X out from this page immediately, sir.
Okay, so close that.
Yeah, close down, because if it remains open, they can infect your computer, sir.
Again?
Yeah, because if this page remains open, sir, they can infect your computer, sir.
Okay.
And they damage your computer. And you see, sir, these are the files, sir, which is making your computer very slow down. If they remain, sir, you can might lose your computer at any point of the time, which I believe you do not want, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll just connect to the Windows Rescue Server team and just see that how much these red ones have been infected to your computer. Open the run box one.
There's at least 10 of them in there.
Open the run box once again. Open the run box.
Yeah, there's 10 of the red ones.
Okay, close down that page. Close down that page.
Okay.
It's gone now?
There's a lot of them. I mean, do you want me to count them all?
No. Close that page. Exit out from that page. We need to remove that, sir, because they are dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now open the run box once again. The run box.
All right.
The run box is open.
Okay.
The run box is open, sir?
Yes.
And what is written on the run box?
What you had me type in there, event VWR.
Okay, delete that. Make it blank.
Okay.
And now type in over there, www3w.
Right.
Put a dot over there.
Okay.
And after that, AMMYY. A as in apple, M as in mother. AMMYY.
Okay.
.com.
.com.
So what do you have typing over there, sir?
AMMYY.com.
Right. Now click on OK, and you will get the green page. You got the green page?
Okay.
And over there, look on the top over there, you will see options like that, main solution download. You see that? Main solution download by product. You see that?
I see download, yes.
Yeah, click on download. Click on download.
Okay.
Okay, now you got a blue screen, right?
Okay.
And look over there at the down, you will see over there, underneath the file, you will see any admin V3. You see that?
Yeah.
At the down? Yeah, click on that, sir.
Okay.
Give us.
Do I want
now
to
what come up?
Run or save it?
Yeah, click on run, sir. Always in the positive option. Click on run.
Okay.
Now what came up?
Okay, it's asking if I want to run it.
Run. Always in the positive option, I told you, sir.
Okay.
Run. Now what came up?
It shows a screen and it's got your ID and...
Yeah, hold on. You, and just confirm your ID number. 100.
Okay.
What is the number over there? What is the number over there? Just confirm it to me.
Oh, 100-70-935.
Okay, and now you see something is coming up over there. Something came up right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look over there, the thing which came up at the bottom. You see, remember my answer for this operator. You see that at the down bottom?
Okay, I see view screen, remote control, file manager.
Yeah, at the bottom. Sir, at the bottom. Look at the bottom on that, the thing which came up. Remember my answer for this operator. Look over there.
Okay.
There's check box. Yeah, there is a check box. You need to check on that box.
Should I write these numbers down?
Yeah, remember my answer. So you see that? There's a box. Check it then. Check that box.
Okay.
And after that, click on accept.
Alright.
Click on accept.
Alright, hang on.
Done that? Click on accept.
I'm working on it. Just moving real slow.
Yes, your computer is very badly infected because of the red one, sir.
Okay. Alright, so I click on accept.
Okay, now you have been successfully connected to one of the rescue server team. You see I'm moving the mouse.
Okay.
And you see over here, it's been connected to the router successfully, right? You see that? You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just leave the control of your mouse so that I can check the whole computer of yours. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, and I'll just check the whole computers of yours and see that. And where are your icons? So you don't have your icons?
I don't know. They were there, and then I rebooted it, and they went away.
Okay. They went away, sir?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Your computer is going to get crashed down. So many problems. Your computer is running very slow, sir. Hold on. Let me check it. When you reboot, they were all not in your computer, sir?
Uh-huh.
And how old your computer this one, sir? How old your computer is?
Oh, it's a few years old, but like I said, my son just said he went in and cleaned things up.
Hold on, let me check. Okay, these are the icons of yours? There were more icons?
No, there weren't too many more. I do all my stuff through the web.
Okay. I'll just check out. Hold on, sir. The red ones are just damaging your computer's operating system, sir. Hold on. And you don't have any antivirus to this computer, sir?
Well, like I said, my son said he cleaned it up. All I ever use is Internet Explorer.
Okay. And how did your son clean it up, sir? You see, the problem is still there. The viruses are still there in the computer, sir. And no one can clean them. Yeah. And, sir, do you have any other phone, sir? Because I'm not getting your voice very properly, sir. Do you have any other phone? Do you have any cell phone?
Yeah.
I'm not getting your voice very properly, sir. Other phone was good. This phone is not good, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me properly? Hello?
Again?
Sir, I'm not getting your voice properly, sir. Can you change this phone? Can you change this phone?
Well, okay. Good question. Let me see if I can pick up another phone. Hold on a second, all right?
Okay.
There. How's that? Is that better?
Okay. Okay, my God. This phone is very bad, sir. That was very... I was not able to listen to you, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for that, sir. Thanks for doing that, sir. Yeah, because if you don't understand me, sir, how are you going to see? And you see the security sensors of your computer, sir, right? Like your firewalls have been off, right? It has been got damaged, and the firewalls protect your computer, sir, right?
Okay.
And you see... Yeah. And you like the resource, get a latest security wise on the information from the Microsoft check, the latest updates, Windows updates. Yes. You see all these alerts, send the security centers alerts me. Okay?
Right.
Nothing is working. Yeah, wireless protection not found. You see that?
Yes, I do.
Automatic updates check, yeah, check the settings. Nothing is working on your computer, sir, okay? And there's a lot of problems running, hold on. And you're not using any antivirus? You don't have any antivirus on your computer?
I thought I had some.
I don't see that, sir, but you don't have. This one? What is this one?
Well, I don't see it. I used to have McAfee.
McAfee, but I don't see that, sir.
Well, like I said, it just got cleaned up, so it may have gotten removed.
Let me check, sir. Let me check. Where is it? I'll just check it, like how much your computer have been infected. Hold on.
Okay.
And what type of work you do on this computer, sir? What type of work you do?
I use the web for my business.
For your business? And you see so many files and the folders have been infected in your computer.
Okay.
I'll just check out like how many they are. Okay, hold on. Because these are the files which helps your computer to run, sir. And they are all been infected.
Wow.
So let me check it. How many? Yeah. If these files in the folder remain, sir, like this, sir, you can might lose your computer, sir. And you see, like the size of the disk is 48.4 MB. And the size of the disk has been infected, like 45.7 MB have been infected. Like only 3 MB is left, right? If that 3 MB is infected, sir, you can lose this computer, sir.
That would be bad.
Yeah, that would be very bad, sir. That would be very bad, sir. So as these are very serious problems, sir, okay? So what I'll do, sir, I'll just transfer this line to my senior technician, and he is going to tell you what your computer is lacking behind and how to save this computer, sir, okay? Be on the line.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. My name is James, and I'm the senior system engineer out here. So
okay.
I believe my junior technician told you that what kind of problem you have on your computer, right?
Okay.
And I believe that he showed you that how much virus you have and how much files and folders are all disrupted by the viruses, right?
Uh-huh.
So, sir, can you tell me which virus protection software you are using on your computer?
Why, which?
Which antivirus?
Well, I thought I had McAfee in there, but Jared said that it was gone.
Where is the McAfee?
Yeah, he says it's not there.
Yeah, there is no McAfee over here. Oh. There is no McAfee over here.
No, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, there is not there anymore. So let me check that. So let me check whether your McAfee is authorized by your operating system or not.
It's Windows XP.
Yeah, I understand. Do you want to, sir, you just type the name of your antivirus, McAfee, right down over there.
What's that?
Yeah, write down your antivirus name on the back, on the box.
My what name?
McAfee. You type your antivirus name over here on this black box, okay?
Okay. Like that?
Yeah, McAfee. And then hit enter from your keyboard.
Okay. And it says it's
now,
not running.
Now hit on enter again.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
It says error 8004-1820, service is not running.
Exactly. That means your McAfee service is not running over there. That's why you're facing this kind of problem.
Okay.
So McAfee is fully corrupted by the viruses. Okay? So that is the reason. That's why you're not seeing the McAfee and it's already corrupted. So let me extract of it. Let me do a manual scan on your computer that you can understand that how much virus you have on it. Okay?
Okay.
So let the manual scan start on over there. And on that time being, I'll show you all the steps which is needed to.
All those files are infected?
No, these are the virus files. The files which you see over there, these all are the virus files.
Wow.
You see over there. That's all right. And your computer becomes very slow, right?
Say again?
Your computer is very slow, right?
Yes. Well, you can see.
Yeah, I can see that. And this is the result is coming after the manual scan. You can see over there. Just hold on, let me show you that. This is the manual scan result after the manual scan is coming. That on your computer, 9,577 virus found. Do you see that?
Wow.
There's a huge amount of viruses. And not only that, it is antivirus is not up to the mark. That means your McAfee is not recognized by the operating system. That side is not working up to the mark. And due to that problem, firewall is not working. Means the firewall security which you are using, that is not working properly on that. And though your firewall is not working and your antivirus is not protecting your computer, that's why 98.67% of the hard disk is already corrupted. Already corrupted.
That's a lot.
Pardon me?
I said that's a lot.
Yeah, no, huge amount of. I mean, something is remain left. And that's why your lots of information, your emails, your bank documents, everything had been broadcasted. For that reason, it says system address. And that's why your computer can crash anytime. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So that reason, sir, what I'm going to do, I'm going to open a notepad for you. And on that notepad, I'll write down all the stuff which is needed to protect your computer. Okay? That can protect all the stuff, and you can get the virus scan problem for your computer. Okay? So let me write it down. So first of all, sir, what you'll do, we'll remove all the viruses from your computer, okay?
Okay.
And after removing all these viruses from your computer, what you'll do, we'll clean up all virus corrupted files and folders from your computer, okay?
Okay.
And after removing these files and folders from your computer, what you'll do, we'll install a computer cleaner because there is no virus, antivirus on your computer. So we'll install a computer cleaner which will clean all the unwanted malware and the spyware and the cookies from your computer.
Okay.
After doing that, what we'll do, we'll install an antivirus. Install an antivirus that makes your computer proper and updated and protect your computer. And not only that, due to this problem, your firewall is not working on it and your firewall is not protecting your computer. For that reason, we'll install an anti-locking gateway. This anti-locking gateway will protect the firewall and boost the security of your computer. That means it will running very, very fine and it will protect your computer.
Okay.
And then after, what we'll do, we'll install an identity protection software.
There's two T's in identity.
Oh, I'm sorry. So this identity protection software will protect your all IP address, password, your all documents. And this identity protection software, this identity protection software will protect your computer from the hackers. That means anyone cannot hack this computer. Okay.
Okay.
And after doing all this stuff, we'll speed up the computer. Speed up the computer. That means your computer becomes very, very safe and secure. You have no need to worry about that, or you have no need to think about your computer. And after doing that, though the condition of your computer is not so good, for that reason, whenever you get any kind of problem regarding your computer, you can get back to us any point of time, because we are working here 24 hours, 6 days in a week. So you will receive 24/6 support service. And not only that, though the huge problem is there and there is no antivirus, that's why our engineer will...
Which day aren't you there?
Pardon me?
Well, it's 24/6, so that means you're taking one day off. Which day aren't you there?
That is Sunday.
Okay, so you're not there Sunday.
Okay. And for that reason, our engineer will call you twice in a month to update the software, remove the virus, and check the performance of your computer. That's why he will receive 24 service calls in 1 year. That means he will be covered up by 12 months tech support and troubleshooting. That means after completing this 12-month technical support, if you get any kind of problem, you can get back to us any point of time. And the UTH is a global and legitimate market which will provide you all the services and the software on your computer. And this UTH is not only legitimate, it is also bounded by USA Data Protection Act. And that's the reason the software which will install, like computer cleaner, antivirus, anti-locking gateway, identity protection software, and speed up software, would be legitimate, registered on your name, compatible with your operating system, and obviously it is a powerful software. For that reason, sir, you need to pay only one-time registration fee for your computer, that is only $177.78. And then after, you have no need to pay any single penny for your computer, and we will take care of it. And if you purchase any another laptop or any other desktop in future, you will get the same software and the same service on that time. So though it is legitimate and we are not working for, we're global market, that's right, we're not going to exchange or interchange any information over phone. So that's reason you need to type out your email address over there that I send you the form to you that you have to fill up by yourself. And then after, our engineer will start work on your computer and they will fix up your all problems. And after fix up the problems, they will give you a call and they will show you that there is no virus, no corrupted files, nothing would be there, everything would be fixed up. So you just take control of your keyboard and write down your email over there that I send you the form to you, okay?
Okay. I don't have $177 right now, though.
But sir, this is the only amount for all this stuff, okay? Because if you go to get any software like such as antivirus, so it will charge you near about $100. But though you are a legitimate and registered user, okay, and you can see you are registered with us, to your computer license security address. This is the AOSSOC, and this is computer license security ID. This is registered with us. And not only that, your IP address, this one, your IP, your means this computer is registered in the name of system, okay? And you are using the broadband internet service, right?
Right.
And this is the physical address, the motherboard address of your computer, like 00505686445A. And the IP address of your computer, because the IP address is 10.1.10.11, which is registered with us. And that's the reason you are getting, and this UTH is the global merchant. And that's why you are issuing all the stuff and the software for, all for this much registration fee. This is the only nominal registration fee. And then after you have no need to pay any single penny. And you had received virus today at this time. Do you see that? Leaves obtained. And you will have, you will get again virus on 6th July. And on that day, it will crash most of the software. Okay. And not only that, sir, I can show you the main and main maximum problem of your computer. You can see, this is a system configuration. Means, this is a system of your computer. Okay. And this is a service which is running on your computer. And you can see, most of the services are already stopped over there. Can you see that?
Yeah.
These services are stopped by the viruses. And not only that, your other running services will be stopped by these corrupted services, corrupted software, if you do not fix it up. And that's the reason. This is the only amount for all this stuff, which is needed to protect your computer, which is deadly needed, which is hardly needed to protect your computer. Okay? And this is the only one-time registration fee. That means you have no need to think that you need to pay again and again. You have no need to pay any single penny after that. And you will enjoy the service in your whole lifetime, a long time. You can select troubleshooting. In the after completing the 12 months, you can get back to us. And upcoming 12 months, our engineer will call you to provide you the services. You have no need to think about that. Okay? That is the reason, sir. So you just write down your email address over there that I send the form to you, and we will start to fix it up. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So write down your current email address.
I gotta make sure I spell it right here.
Get your keyboard and write down your email address over there. Over here, yeah.
Right there?
Yeah, right there.
Sorry. Like that?
Okay. Yeah, like that. And regarding this payment, you can pay us through your plastic card. Okay? Like Visa card or MasterCard. Okay?
What happened?
Just hold on. Because the viruses are there, they are trying to destroy this notepad. Okay? Just hold on. Let me... So regarding this payment, you can pay us through your plastic card. Like Visa or MasterCard. Okay?
Okay.
So let me minimize the page, X out of all the subs, and let me open the merchant page. And so how long you have this computer?
Well, I've had it for a few years, but like I said, my son just cleaned it up.
Yeah, because if you cleaned up that thing manually, that is not enough.
I spelt my email address wrong there. Can I go fix that?
Pardon me?
I spelt my email wrong. I need to fix that. Can we go back to where I type in my email address?
Yeah, obviously.
Hang on, sorry about that. I put that. Okay, that's right now.
Okay. Now, This is our merchant web page, website.
Okay.
And this is our merchant web page. You can see the customer care, you will get the 24/7 tech expert. Means always, our engineers are working 7 days in a week, but our office is working Monday to Saturday, okay? And you'll get the live chat. You'll have the option live chat, means you can chat with our engineers all the time. You have no need to think about that. And this is a customer care number because we are working throughout the world. So the customer care number is flashing with the country flag. And this is the US. This is our USA customer care flag and customer care number. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. So right now I'm going to give you the locked and secured form to you. And the silver plan, which is going to cover up your whole problem. This is a silver plan. Okay. The silver plan is going to cover up your whole problem.
Okay.
And it's taking huge time to come up. And you are using very hard, you're getting huge problems when you use this computer, right?
Yes.
You understand that. So no need to worry about that. Our engineer will fix up this problem. The registration number, registration form is in front of you. Just take control of your keyboard and mouse and start to fill it up by yourself. And you are Mr., right?
What's that?
You are Mr., right?
Yes.
Okay. Now start to fill it up by yourself.
Okay. Why isn't it typing?
Yeah, you need to type it. You need to type the first name.
Okay.
And the middle name.
What's that?
You just type the, fill up the form.
Oh, okay. My mouse is jumping all over the place.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, what now?
Now, your home telephone number.
Okay. Okay.
Now, you just type your, do you have mobile phone number?
No.
So, type your mobile, just hold on, sir. Okay, now put your address over there.
Okay.
Full address, you type your full address.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Your country and your state and your zip code.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So your key name is correct?
What's that?
your city name, that is Jacksonville. Is it yes. Spelling is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And, just hold on. Okay, now fill up this part.
I don't know. What's my username and password?
Sir, first of all, you need to type your email address over there.
Oh, okay.
Sir, your email address should be in small letter, not capital.
Oh.
Your caps lock is on.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that is needed.
Okay.
Now, to select your date of birth, first, you need to select your date, birth date, then month, then year.
Okay.
And you're married?
No.
You're not married. So you need to select a username by yourself.
Okay.
And select a password by yourself.
But I use that as my username.
Yeah, you can create a new password for you.
Okay, so
you can select your last name as a password.
So the password is by yourself also?
Yeah, you need to select it by yourself.
Okay. Should I write down that security code?
Yeah, you can do it. You can write it down by yourself.
Okay. And now I need to type it again?
Yeah.
How come my letters are smaller?
Yeah, you made it smaller.
Okay, should I make it bigger?
No, it's okay. You need to type, yeah, exactly. It's on the screen. So now hit on submit.
Okay.
So you can write down the verification code. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, it said it would come in my email. I need to go check my email, right?
Yeah. It will. Everything will be sent to your email. Okay.
Okay.
So this is your registration detail. Whatever you put on the card, everything is there. Just hold on, sir. So you can see there is a silver plan, which is going to you are going to get, and this is the only one-time registration fee. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's more than I've got right now, though.
Pardon me?
Said I don't have that much right now.
So, sir, I told you that this is the only one-time registration fee you need to pay.
Okay.
Okay. So, and this is the general terms and condition. Just go through it and check all four boxes and then hit on continue. Okay.
Okay.
Check the four boxes. Your mouse is jumping.
I see that. Okay.
Now hit and continue. Now the Barclay will send you the lock and secure form to you.
Okay.
And there is some special note over there. Just go through it and check all four boxes. Okay. Just go through it and check all four boxes. Then hit on buy now.
Okay.
Hit on buy now.
I'm just reading the rest of it here.
Yeah, click on buy now.
But it says you're in the UK.
Yeah, that is our head office.
Your head office is in the UK?
Yeah.
So what exactly am I getting here?
You are going to get the software and the services. Okay, and we have our branch office in California as well as Chicago. Okay? Don't need to worry about that.
Okay.
We're working throughout the world. So now hit on buy now. So this is a lock and secure registration and payment form is in front of you. You need to fill it up by yourself. Just select the card type.
Yeah, but I don't have $177 right now.
So how much you have?
Well, I don't have $177.
So how much you have?
I've got about 50 right now.
How could it possible, sir? Sir, you are using credit card or debit card?
It's a credit card.
So you can try one. You can try one. It might be possible. It might be possible.
I don't think I want to do that.
Type. You just select the card type.
No, I don't think I want to do that. I don't have enough money.
Sir, it might possible. It is not. You are not paying money right now. You are just authorizing the payment. After fix up the computer, when our engineer will call you, on that time the payment will be processed. Not right now. You are just authorizing the payment. You are not giving any permission. Okay. Be safe and secure. You are not. Doing payment right now. You're just authorizing the payment.
Yeah, but I don't have that much money. I can't pay you $177 right now.
Sir, who told you to pay me right now?
Well, that's what your service said.
Yeah, it is. You are just authorizing the payment. No, you are not paying right now. It is not. It is a payment form. It is an authorizing form.
Yeah, I don't think I can go. I'll just have my son clean it up again. If you say it's then infected.
You can't do that. You can't do that, sir.
Why can't I?
You're just authorizing the payment right now. You're not doing any payment, okay? When your computer will fix up and our engineer will call you, then they will take the payment with your permission. You're just authorizing the payment. and this is the authorization form.
You know, like it's moves slow, but it's still moving, and I just don't have that money right now.
Then why did you register them if you didn't have the money?
Because you said you'd fix it for me. I thought you were working with Microsoft.
What about this?
What about that?
You already told you it's going to cost you money.
Yeah, but I don't have that right now. I told you that.
Then why did you register them? If you didn't have the money, why did you register them? To get it done by your fee?
Because I didn't know you needed it right now.
He told you that if you want to fix the computer, then you have to register. And obviously, if you register, then you have to pay. It's as simple as that. Anyways, I'm not here for a debate with you. Just tell me what you want to do.
I can't do anything right now. I don't have the money.
If you don't have cash, you can pay it through a credit card. That is why people keep credit cards. When they don't have cash, they use credit cards.
I'm not gonna put something on the credit card that I don't have the cash to pay for.
So, then?
When what?
I got that you don't have the money, so now what? Now what do you want?
Like I said, I guess I'm just gonna have to live with the computer the way it is. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Why are you doing all that?
We are providing you the support. Free service, free support.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Sir, you will get the free software, okay? We are giving you the free computer cleaner software which will remove the viruses. So no need to worry about that, okay?
Okay.
And for that reason, sir, the US government will crash again because you like the free service, free software and everything free. And for that reason, your US economy will again crash very soon. And you can see over there, that your computer will also get going to be crashed. You can see that this shutdown was initiated by system owner. Means you are going to crash your computer. Do you see that?
Yeah.
It's going to 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 0. Boom. Go.
So what just happened?
Pardon me?
What just happened?
Your computer crashed.
Is that why it's rebooting?
Pardon me?
Okay, it says it's rebooting.
It's not rebooting. It's crashed.
No, it's starting Windows XP.
All right, I'm waiting. Just see what happens.
Okay, looks fine. Thank you. That was really helpful.
Good for you. Best of luck with your new computer.
Take care.